Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Stuart here, and we're going to have Larry on. He was on for a little while, but it was a bad connection, so we're going to get him back for a briefing, intelligence briefing. There's a lot going on all over the place. We have wars, of course, in various places. We have rumors of war that are really accelerating. We have the United States. Here's Larry back. Yo, how you doing there, Larry?
Oh, I'm back. This is a better line. Thank you.
Okay. We've got the Isaiah 17 possibility popping up. Maybe we should start with that one. The United States and the UK are getting together to determine if they're going to wipe out Damascus. Can you elaborate on that for us a little bit?
Well, from some background reports and some of it even in coming out in Yahoo and Israeli news is the fact that, we've mentioned before on the shows that, Israel had received weapons, specialized weapons, and we had surmised about what that was all about because it was held off so long. And then we also began to receive reports about a secret plan, possibly Turkey had, with the U.S. to do an attack on Assad and his forces, a major attack. And then reports begin to come out, and actually Yahoo News began to post reports that Putin apparently had been given information about a U.S. or Obama administration plan to attack Damascus itself. And, and because of some recent pacts between Erdogan and Putin, possibly that's a link to where the new information got to Putin, but You begin to see Russia moving nukes across the Baltics, and you begin to see reinforcements coming into the Syrian front. And, then the report came out yesterday of the UK having a secret meeting with their government about assisting Obama in an attack on Damascus. So, you just begin to put all these dots together, and it doesn't paint a pretty picture.
Yeah, I got the headline here. Now, this is from Saucer Fall. A lot of people think she's nuts. However, I would like to warn everybody, actually, that many times, about a month later, sometimes only a week later, you'll see reports confirming what they report. And but you always have to take it with a grain of salt. But here's the headline. British government debates war with Russia and suddenly called emergency meeting. British government is preparing to go into emergency session today in order to debate their nation's military forces, joining with those of Obama regime to begin an all-out assault against the Federation in the Syrian region of the Levant war zone. Should it do so, it would unleash most likely World War III. Now, does that sort of lead us into that threat that Putin made, that if you attack, you're going to have troubles all over the world? I did not see that report. Yeah.
Let me comment on that this way. We've also, from another part of the world, seen reports of, in the beginnings, a report of South Korean secret plans to eliminate Ung in North Korea. That's the leader of North Korea. the guy with the nukes. And now we're seeing, matter of fact, this is coming out on mainstream media. It's not on TV, but at mainstream media and some of the published reports that the U.S., the Obama administration, and the South Koreans have confirmed a secret plan to surgically remove, by a surgical strike, the leader of North Korea. And you've got that. And then you tie in the and of course, everybody can say, well, Larry doesn't know what he's talking about. But anyway, I do a lot of research. You know, we've got the reports about a possible strike on Damascus. And then today, and I'm going to read this headline, then today from Yahoo News, which is mainstream media now. Yahoo News is not Sarka Fall. I mean, it's mainstream media, you know. Says recent Putin report today says Russia to the U.S., if you want a real confrontation, you'll get one everywhere at once. And they said that this comment from the Kremlin came in amid Russian and U.S. relations at the lowest point ever.
Well, that's kind of an interesting comment that he made, because we have the Armageddon script. And that means flashpoints just about everywhere. It spreads the U.S. military so thin, they really can't do anything anywhere. So I guess if I was the enemy and I was coming after the United States, I'd do the same thing. So if for Putin to make a comment like, okay, you're going to get war everywhere, he's moving tens of thousands of troops back into Syria. He's moving missiles up along the NATO front lines. He's moving ships down into the Mediterranean, out of the Black Sea. The war drums appear to be beating louder and louder and louder. So here's another part of that report from Sarka Fall. Andrew Mitchell just hours ago outlandishly likened Russia's behavior in Syria to that of the Nazis, with the threat of war between the Federation and the West now said to be more dangerous than the Cold War. British lawmakers, like their Obama regime counterparts, have begun propagandizing their own citizens as to the true nature of the conflict. And as most simply stated, as Russian military forces are aiding the Syrian Arab army, and it's freeing the peoples of Aleppo from the barbaric Islamic State terror that they've been forced to live under for the past 3 years. Now, the real truth of all of this is that Putin was invited. I have to remind people of that. He was invited in by Assad. Assad is the chosen leader of Syria. Putin is not violating any law because he was invited in to fight this thing. The United States has no valid reason to be in there at all. Neither does NATO. So Putin is really taking the high road here, and the West, as usual, is kind of taking the low road. But the propaganda that's coming out against Russia and Putin seems to be just mounting terribly here.
Well, have you heard the latest today?
No, go ahead.
Okay, Fox News just a little earlier on the Charles on the business channel actually had a woman from the UK that called herself a conservative Republican, basically, but she's from the UK. And the WikiLeaks has now come out and exposed an element of the UK that has entered into our claiming they're Republicans and has entered into the American 2016 election on the side of Hillary Clinton, and she is slamming Russia and Putin. Now, here's another one that they're not telling you much about. WikiLeaks also was exposed the fact that a man we mentioned earlier, you know, in earlier programs, brain overload.
Soros?
Yeah. George Soros, yeah,
yep.
had fronted with his money organizations that began to operate as Catholic, using the title Catholic, that had infiltrated the Catholic Church and its organizations to bring down the Catholic Church. You know, and of course, when this comes out all day today, they have claimed, oh, no, this is WikiLeaks. You can't, you can't believe what they say. It may not be true, except the fact that no one's denying the emails, and they have the correct names on them, and they're continually pointing back at Russia and Putin as interfering with the elections, when all along it appears, Stuart, that WikiLeaks is exposing the rich men that are behind the undermining of the elections and et cetera. So,
yeah,
you know, but they are all claiming Putin and Russia is to blame, and that's literally what a lot of the Federation powers are reporting. You know, in other words, the Russian and those associated with Russia are saying that this is a scam job for World War III.
Yeah, because if Putin is invited into Syria to help Assad, why is he to blame? Who created ISIS and ISIL in the first place? Hillary Clinton and her group.
Yeah, and to back that up, Stuart, the Drudge Report had a report yesterday, and for the last week or so, there's been scattered reports coming out, but, I mean, it's out in the UK now and on the Drudge Report, and I think Yahoo's got it out finally, and a few others, that there's an arms dealer, an international arms dealer, that was under arrest and had been filed on, basically the headline on Drudge, our international arms dealer says Obama administration made him a scapegoat on the Libya operation under Hillary Clinton to arm ISIS and al-Qaeda forces. And he links it back in, Stuart, to Benghazi and what was really going on there and who the U.S. under Hillary was arming, which is everybody that we say is the bad guys, basically.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here's something that a major general countered. He's Russian. Before launching into incoherent conjecture about Russia's supposed responsibility for the situation in Aleppo in particular, and Syria in general, it is necessary to think, what has the UK contributed to this poor country? Where was the UK when ISIS nearly reached the Mediterranean coast, almost turning Syria into a terrorist caliphate like Libya? After all, it was you who controlled the skies at that time. So, The West is descending into such lies and such propaganda that it's becoming obvious, I would think, to most thinking people as to what's really going on here. So,
well, I'm not sure that there's many thinking people operating in America, because it seems that no one has been able to wake up the populace, and even Putin. Even the leader of the Russian Federation, with all the remarks and warnings he's given, has not woken the American people at all. And you wonder, Stuart, does it take a heaven event to wake them up? Will they ever get off the couch and change that horrible, horrible nightmare that's operating in Washington, D.C.?
You know, it makes you wonder, because I drive around and I see different things, but I see a lot of Hillary signs on front lawns, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, Hillary Clinton is a known criminal, violated national security, probably exposed a good share of our secrets over to guess who, because the Russian, what do they call them now? The FSB, not the KGB anymore. FSB, I'm sure, has a lot of that. It just, the whole thing makes you just wonder, what in the world has happened to reasonable people? Why would you almost want to stop and just ask, why would you want Hillary Clinton in office? Hillary's a socialist. She's a communist. She's a Marxist. There's no question about that. That's a provable fact. So, okay, so the American people send their sons and daughters off to war, right, to defend the Constitution, defend the Bill of Rights, which Hillary Clinton wants to gut totally if she can get away with it. Okay, so we're going to send our sons and daughters off to war. They come home in body bags or maimed, or if they're lucky, they come home whole or mentally in trouble because of what they had to go through and what they saw. And what I can't quite figure out is how the American mind justifies maiming your sons and daughters and at the same time voting for a criminal who set this whole thing up so that they have to go over there and fight. I mean, doesn't that sound a little bit strange? I don't know.
Well, it's strange. It sounds really strange to me, but maybe you and I are kind of like Bill Clinton said today, you know, we're just some of those rednecks that just hang on to a Bible and a gun, you know?
You thought that little remark. Well, they're pulling out all the stops on Trump. But what about these WikiLeaks? Is there a tie also about? I know they were infiltrating the Catholic Church, but what were those ties to Benghazi that now I guess is coming out right into the open?
Well, this
because I think
this literally
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, this literally began with the WikiLeaks dump about Hillary's ties in that region with Libya and the takedown of Gaddafi. And of course, mm-hmm. She said she wasn't there then, but yeah, she was. when they took Gaddafi down, it all went to, that incredible mess that they tried to cover up called Benghazi. And mm-hmm. what's so interesting is this arms dealer was an American, but he was an international arms dealer, and they set him up to be the fall guy, basically, for the old operation that Hillary Clinton had going to arm al-Qaeda and ISIS and the rebel fighters, you know. And this was what was going on and blowed up down there. And so WikiLeaks is coming out and also tying in the Obama administration with Hillary Clinton, with Libya, Benghazi, the whole ball of wax. And, and I find it so interesting. Matter of fact, I watch Lou Dobbs. He's one of the very few that really tells the truth, I mean, completely. And mm-hmm. I don't know how long he'll be on the air, but he said today, he told somebody that when he was talking about the dump from WikiLeaks today, well, an individual began to complain about, well, WikiLeaks, well, that's probably Putin behind that and Russia, who has ties to Trump. And you know what Lou Dobbs told him? And I'm going to quote here so I don't offend anybody. Lou Dobbs said, I don't give a damn where the WikiLeaks information comes through as long as the American people finally learn the truth because they won't get it out of Washington. Unquote.
Wow. Yeah, and when we have those visions, and some of the visions say, well, Trump's never going to get in. Verified by Obama and Hillary Clinton. Nope, never, ever going to be president. Can't happen. And then you've got the prophecies that say, yeah, God is behind Trump. No matter what they throw at him, it's just going to come back on them. And even with this tape business, it does seem like it didn't hurt him all that much. And they say, well, all the Republican leaders are kind of dumping Trump. But all of those guys, I read an article where it said almost every Republican leader that was for amnesty and sort of backing Hillary's, people don't understand that the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership are all in this together. This is the old guard, and this is what Trump has come to upset, the old guard. In fact, the United Nations even came out against him. Did you see that article, Larry?
Yes, I did.
I mean,
As a matter of fact, you may not have heard it yet, but they're reporting now that the Clinton machine is turning out more than one woman now that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, after all these years, are claiming that Trump inappropriately touched them one time. And I'm thinking of, remember the guy that ran for president last time, Herman Cain?
Yes.
That's how they brought him down, you know, was that same scenario. And they are literally pulling all the stops out. And you know what I'm thinking, Stuart? I was sitting here today, and I mentioned this to you earlier today. I said I was really thinking the American people, I've got to justify this in my own mind, okay? We're talking about the mentality of America. The American people are so offended by a man that said a bad word, okay? A bad word, more offended at that than somebody that may have literally opened the door to the destruction of this entire nation. Okay? They're more offended by that word. And I'm not Ben Carson. The other day, Ben Carson was on the Kelly File, and she brought up how nasty this word was, how offensive this was. And Ben Carson, of all people, began to laugh. And he said, "Are you kidding me?" He said, "Where I grew up, I heard a whole lot worse than that, and I didn't even have to go to a locker room to hear that." And you know, Stuart, I have been in the military two times. I've been a cop for, my God. And I didn't have to go to locker rooms. I just walked down the street. People call me the P word to my face every day almost in some locations, you know. But I'm the mentality of the American people. It's almost like saying, rather than somebody talk bad on a television show or a campaign, I would rather this nation be literally destroyed out from under me and my family while we sit on the couch.
Yeah, I think even Glenn Beck, of all people, endorsed Hillary. She has to be the moral choice. So how do you get around stuff like this? I mean, here's
Stuart.
Glenn Beck. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, it blows my mind. You know, 11 years ago, you know, Trump said this. Well, my God, I mean, look at Trump 11 years ago. I mean, he was a playboy. But, you know, it's odd. This is odd, Stuart. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, we think in the Bible about Paul, you know, when the Lord decided to grab Paul and begin to use him, Paul wasn't a good guy. He hated
Christians. No, he was a murderer.
He hated the church. He was a murderer. He killed them. He set them up. He went and got them and had them killed. And then all of a sudden, Paul literally overnight changed to begin to do something else. Well, here all of a sudden, I was listening to Trump the other day, and he said, you know, something just grabbed me and said, "You've got to run for president." He said, "I didn't want to do this. I didn't ever plan on doing this. I had my life already laid out in business, and I was going to, you know, this was the way I was. I did not plan on this." And it reminded me so quickly how that, you know, you wonder why we call people wild cards. I think it's because something other than them begins to use them in a game you know, it's kind of like Lou Dobbs says, when you look around the poker table, and you don't see a poker, you're it.
Yeah, that's well said. Yeah, I just kind of wonder what is really going on in the minds of the American people, because they certainly have grown up. No, we can't include everybody in there. There are very nice gentlemen that don't think that way. There are very nice ladies that don't think that way at all, and would be offended. But by and large, the way this nation is run, I was in the military. I was a professional pilot, and I heard all kinds of stuff, even from, how do we say, the gentlemen in the back, you know, executives. Sometimes their language gets kind of rough. But they're just clinging on anything, and because media is behind Hillary, and because the bankers are behind Hillary, and now the United Nations, I don't know how the American people could put up with this. Isn't that a little unusual for the United Nations to come in to a election and say that the guy that's running is dangerous? Here's what it says. Trump as president would pose a global danger, the UN rights chief. The world will be in danger if Republican nominee Donald Trump becomes president of the United States, the top United Nations human rights official said on Wednesday. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights cited Trump's views on vulnerable communities, including minorities, and his talk of authorizing torture and interrogations, like Obama and the rest of them didn't, banned under international law as deeply unsettling and disturbing. What is this guy opening his mouth for at all?
Well, Stuart,
they talk about Russia?
You can quickly look at that, Stuart, and realize that he's, that is, you know, you remember, you know, I was around law enforcement for years, so every time I saw a lawyer and I saw his mouth moving, his client was speaking, you know, the one in trouble, the one in jail,
yes,
the one in prison, that's the one that was talking. So when you see the UN talk like this, that is the mouthpiece of the rich men and the New World Order crowd. And let me assure you, if Donald Trump is being used as the unseen hand of the Lord in this so-called, quote, revolution, unquote, then he is the most dangerous enemy on the planet to the rich men, the United Nations, and the New World Order.
To me, it was just very unusual that they would insert themselves. I mean, in one breath, they're claiming, oh, the Russians are trying to influence the election. Putin is. He's doing all this stuff. Well, what about the United Nations? It seems they have more weight than Putin does as a world body, and here they are wading in and telling the American people, you don't want to vote for him because it'll be dangerous.
Yeah, but Stuart, I wonder.
Just don't understand.
I really do wonder, though. Stuart, I actually wonder, though, if over the last number of years, how many in that body of the United Nations have invested millions, if not $1 billion, in the Clinton campaign and the Clinton Foundation for the outcome to be a Hillary Clinton president in 2016?
Yeah. Now, in the WikiLeaks thing, is there any ties between, or we should say criminal ties or very suspicious ties, let's put it that way, between Soros and Hillary and our other government offices like the FBI or NSA or anything like that? I mean, does the WikiLeaks stuff tend to consolidate the entire criminal government that has now usurped control or taken control of the United States?
Okay, let's put it, I'll put it this way, because I want to be careful how I say this, because, you know, we always carbon copy the NSA with everything we do. I will say that, interestingly, and you know, they're coming out like 1,000 or almost 2,000 WikiLeaks a day, but it appears that it's a great connection between members of the Democratic committee, you know, Hillary Clinton folks, the State Department, a lot of influence in the State Department, and all the three-letter agencies, DOJ, FBI, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that are involved in the United States government. And one of the things that a number of people that Fox News is about the only place you'll hear them because mainstream media won't even talk to them, but a lot of retired folks are coming out and saying absolutely that they've been warning of this for some time, but nobody listens. And what's interesting, they've even, some of the WikiLeaks out coming out now even reveal meetings between the Hillary Clinton group and CNN, all of them, mainstream media. They actually had meetings to construct the campaign, the Hillary Clinton campaign, alongside mainstream media to get her in the White House. So the collusion, as I, you know, I like that old mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani. He says, you know, if it smells like a conspiracy, then it probably is.
Well, it just, you know, this whole thing appears to be paralleling sort of what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah, the prophecies against America, and that our government begins to break down. And the indication is, of course, it's fully occultic and demonic and corrupt from beginning to end. And here we are fulfilling all of those prophecies. And it appears as though possibly we're definitely coming up on the end. Here's another, getting back to Russia. Russian government officials told to immediately bring back children who are studying abroad. What is that about? And is that a clue how close we are to war?
I would think that that would be a hint. When you see a government such as Russia begin to recall all their people. Now this is something we've got a track record of Israel doing. You know, when Israel usually has the intelligence or the intel to know when there's about to be a big attack or they're going to carry out a big attack that's going to cause a real uprising in a number of countries where their people are located, the Jews, you know, the Israeli people, Israel will send out a recall to their citizens to come home. This is exactly what we're seeing Putin do. Putin apparently has issued a recall of Russian people to return to the homeland. And, you know, I know a lot of people probably shaking their heads thinking, it can't be that bad. It can't be going that direction. This can't be. This, you know, you guys got to be making this up. We're not making anything up particularly. Matter of fact, here's what's interesting, too. This one came out. Of all places, UFO sightings daily. I just stumbled across it. It says that Vladimir Putin is even set to reveal more information. It says now that Putin is reclaiming, and this is October 2016, says, I will tell the world about Nibiru. Isn't that a shocking statement?
So... He also didn't he also say he was going to reveal the UFO stuff some time ago, that if Obama would not reveal? Do you remember that?
He did. Yeah, he did. And also, that came right after Russia had revealed some of its files. And if you'll remember, the UK and I think Canada revealed some of their files on UFO activity. So, he also threatened to reveal some of that. So, you know. Matter of fact, WikiLeaks, of all things, has also been posting some information. And one of the things that came out, let me read this to you, because this is kind of, let me see if I can find it here real quick. This came out of, here it is, Skywatch TV with Tom Horn, okay? It says, new WikiLeaks email leaks support Tom Horn and Steve Quayle's research into Vatican cover-up regarding extraterrestrials and their role that the church will play in the coming official disclosure. That just came out, and WikiLeaks apparently released information tying the preparation for a Vatican disclosure on extraterrestrials and the part that the church was planning on paying in this event.
Part of the strong delusion.
Yeah.
That, you know, this is, I guess that's my own personal take, but I think if you put it all together, it appears as though this arrival is going to be the apex of the strong delusion. And it's really based, I believe, on evolution theory or evolution conspiracy, which is what I think it is, because the Bible talks about creation. It does not mention the word evolution. And so it would seem to me that the arrival with, and this is, it's Jesus said that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. Well, if you go back into the ancient books and writings, they said that these alien beings were literally shapeshifters. And so they took on various forms. Well, we know that there were fallen angels. But today, to call anything a fallen angel is an anathema. They couldn't possibly be that. They have to be aliens from other star systems who come and visit every once in a while. And I think they're going to also claim they're gods. If you go into Phoenix Rising and what Mary Summer Rain wrote that Noah said, that these so-called aliens are going to come with absolute proof. And what's interesting to me is with the absolute proof that they created us, basically, there was a lawyer who wrote an extensive article. I don't know if he worked for the United Nations or who he worked for, but he wrote a very extensive article that if these extraterrestrials could prove through DNA that they manufactured us or created us, that they would own us legally. They would totally and completely own us. And I thought that was kind of an interesting thing when you start putting all of this together. And, of course, you have Malachi Martin, and he kept saying, look up, look up, look to the skies. So we don't know if he was talking about an arrival or Nibiru or both, probably at the same time, pretty close, because the last time Nibiru came through, isn't that when the Anunnaki and all that showed up, if I remember?
Well, it depends on who you're listening to, but that there are claims to that effect. So, and if I find it interesting that someone named Jesus one time gave a warning. He said when you – and the reason I'm saying this, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this. The reason I'm going to say this is because, you know, right now, you know, we started the show with a literal almost a World War III in maybe not only one part of the world, but maybe a multiple parts of the world at the same time. But this is what's – to me, you can't even talk about the war situation without getting into the – Earth change situation without getting into the politics, without getting into the church, without getting into cosmic data, gravitational waves, etc. But you remember somebody named Jesus said a real strange statement one time. He said, when you see all these things.
Yes. I'm at the door. And I don't think there's any question that he's at the door. I think we proved that in Omega Code. Not that he can't delay it, but we've had delay after delay after delay, and I'm not sure how much longer he's going to choose to delay what's happening on Earth. I mean, like you and I have said repeatedly, we would have hit the delete button probably a long time ago, so it's probably a good thing we're not in charge of any of this. Because he does have unlimited, it seems like, patience. But at the same time, there has to come an end to all of this. But, you know, you get back to Psalm 2, and you get back to the Psalm 2 war, and it makes you wonder, well, how much of this is scripted? How much is wild card? And how does this all go down in reality? What are we actually going to be looking at? When is the arrival to come? It could come any time, I think, but most likely, probably, immediately after the war would be my guess. If we have a world war, I mean, they're already, the UFO reports are coming in at Air Force bases where they've neutralized our missiles, they've neutralized the bombs. So we're not in control of this. It sounds like more that the Lord is in total control of this, and nothing's going to happen until he gives the okay for it.
Well, there's another report, Stuart, it's been on mainstream media, hid out, so to speak, because it's not on mainstream. They don't even dare talk it. But Putin is also beginning to make inroads in dialogue with Castro in Cuba and is talking about moving Russian forces back into Cuba. And now he well knows that that will be a flashpoint almost immediately because the Obama administration just began a dialogue with the Castros and move and opens up the borders with Cuba again. And now Putin says, I think I'll go back to Cuba. So in a way, it's kind of humorous, but in the other, on the other hand, I cannot imagine all the flashpoints that even are out there right now. It's kind of like you've got gunpowder, little piles of gunpowder set at certain locations all around the world, and you're actually standing around smoking, you know? And to me, that would make a good cartoon, but that's about how humanity thinks, you know?
Unfortunately, you're right. That's exactly the way they think. What is this deal with the Russian-Egypt joint military maneuvers? Seems like Putin's getting cozy now with just about everybody around Israel.
Well, that's true, I was just going to say it could be because he's shoring up any possible allies he may need in case, and I'm going to say that again, in case, and you know, right now he's allied also with Iran, along with us. But forces that Iran supports are firing on American ships, so that's odd. But, you know, interestingly, with this Damascus thing staying in the background so close, and the data and us moving forces around, we're doing, you know, you're seeing Putin kind of shore up earlier kind of pacts and negotiations with people like el-Sisi in Egypt, because I think, and this is my personal opinion, I think Putin is set to make his next chess move in case actually Israel does a strike on Damascus or Iran or both.
Well, can't we not anticipate absolutely a strike on Damascus? Because the Bible is very, very clear. Damascus has never been totally eliminated. In fact, it's the oldest living city, I think, that's never been invaded or hurt.
That's true.
So if the Bible says Damascus becomes a ruinous heap, then I think we can anticipate. And it says, because of the children of Israel. Well, by extension, would not the Christian West, if you want to call it that, apostate Christian West, be considered part of the children of Israel by extension? So it could be the United States, it could be NATO, or it could be Israel itself that does it.
Yeah, that is true, and then, Stuart, it could be a combination of all three working together.
So, all right, let's get into this a little bit. How would they do it? Now, Russia has already set up a no-fly zone. They haven't really called it that, but I guess that's what it is. You come near us, we're just going to shoot you down. We don't care if you got B-2s, B-1 bombers. We don't care what you got, stealth fighters, doesn't matter. If we can't identify it, down you go. So then, knowing that, how do they attack Damascus? Militarily,
the quickest way, Stuart, to attack Damascus is literally right out of Israel, because you're only like, what, I'm guessing 50 miles? I don't think it's any further than that at all. I mean, it's very, very close. You could be there and do your damage in minutes. I mean, literally in minutes. And as you well know, Israel has been going around the Russian radar, apparently at Putin's consent, and bombing some of Hezbollah forces and some of their missiles, you know, right on the suburbs of Damascus. So Israel would be the quickest way. If you're going to hit them, that would be the quickest and surest route to go do it, just right straight up out of across the northern border and into Damascus. But then on the other hand, you know, the U.S., which appears to want to be involved somehow, and, you know, Turkey also wants that. So, and the U.S. and Turkey are working together in northern Syria right now with their, I guess you could say, it's not a no-fly zone. They've got a no-walk zone. I mean, the ground that got covered right now, Turkey's holding. And so you do have the forces handy. in that region, but there's such a mixture of alliances. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling how many militaries we've got involved in this thing in the Middle East.
Well, that almost brings you into what Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dames, and the remote viewers said, that there were many, many nations gathered for war over there, and they all look up, and whatever it is they see, it scares them witless, and they, you know, think about this. We've got high advanced technology and aircraft carriers and destroyers, and likewise the Russians, likewise China, likewise the UK, Germany, et cetera, et cetera. These are not small craft. These are huge craft. What would they see that would cause them such fear that they hightail it back home? And this may be the delay for the Damascus destruction. And the reason I say that, if you go into Isaiah 18, which I personally believe is the United States, it's a reference to the United States. Can't prove it, I just have that feeling. The taking of the United States appears to be in kind of late July, maybe early or late June, July, somewhere in there. So something occurs, according to him anyway, that causes the nations of the world to run, hightail it back home with their tail between their legs. So what kind of an object would cause that?
You remember what Ed Dames said. It was an object in the sky big as the moon or larger. And you remember Red Elk clearly told you about something
yes.
that he thought was the moon had entered and even struck our atmosphere and glanced off but caused damage around the world from the impact and went off into the sun, which caused on the... After the after effect of huge CMEs that really tore things up. So, and we do know others that have had visions of something, coming close to the earth. And, of course, we've had a few that have said, talked about wormwood and other things. But I would say it is a cosmic event, but that certainly could that could delay things. And let me run this by you real quick. I've thought about this, but I don't know. You know, I've told people, I said, well, if Donald Trump is a literal, Cyrus the Persian.
Cyrus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he's a literal Cyrus the Persian type or a type of Cyrus the Persian, then literally what Donald Trump brings to America is not good for America because Cyrus wasn't good for Babylon either. But
that's right.
But the thing is, heaven had a plan, and used Cyrus the Persian king to upset the Babylonian rulership of the day, the Babylonian government, if you will, and
mm-hmm.
loose God's people to go back and build what God wanted them to build. Now, could it be because we've had all these prophecies of an end time, really, really quick. Revival of some kind that really brings the harvest in, that really brings a harvest of souls into the kingdom suddenly, quickly,
mm-hmm.
Fast moving, nothing, maybe just a few months, who knows? But we don't see that because we see a church that is totally defeated, out of air, out of breath, can't walk, old, tired, decrepit. I don't have to keep going on and on, but that's a church today,
that's right.
You see. And could it be that if Donald Trump is what somebody has said, Cyrus, the Persian king, could he come in and turn our government upside down, literally cause a delay that goes around the world for just a few months for God to activate some people that instead of just wanting to leave the planet in a moment of time, a twinkling of an eye, actually wants in a few months to finish the job? Bring in the final harvest. Now, I don't know. I've heard that all my life. I was raised under some of that talk, but I don't
mm-hmm.
see it happening. So what do you think?
Well, yeah, there is a revival, but I've never thought the revival was like you and I would think of as a revival. The revival comes, I think, when the people finally see what. I've always said that the New World Order has to take their mask off and they have to run fully naked in front of the world for a little while, and the people get a glimpse of something that they never knew existed, the evil of it, the blackness of it, the darkness.
Are we beginning to see that glimpse, Stuart?
I think we are, and I think Donald Trump is probably the main reason for it. And it almost seems like WikiLeaks and Trump and all the rest of them, God always raises up. He promised that nothing hid, nothing that was hid was not going to be revealed. So if he's going to reveal all of this stuff, we are in the middle of the revealing. That's one of the reasons I asked about, well, how far do these WikiLeaks, how does this tie together? We already have ties, I guess, with the UK, with George Soros. Maybe this goes around. Maybe the Psalm 2, that's going to all be revealed. And this would turn people, they would be in a state of shock. Oh, my Lord, this thing has been real. Everything that we've been being told, and we mocked at all these people, and we told them they were crazy, and here it is in our face, and they were telling the truth all along. Now, I've gotten phone calls from people who actually turned me loose, every which way but loose. 20 years later, we're getting calls. You were telling the truth the whole time. We just couldn't see it. And we thought you were nuts.
I do remember, Stuart, I actually remember when I first met you, and you know, we were done some shows and there was a group there that every day, the only reason I guess they got up in the morning was to destroy Stuart Best and his ministry.
Yeah.
Every day, that was their focus.
Yeah, there are even websites out there devoted to my destruction, but that's okay, I don't mind. I'll be a fool and an idiot for the Lord. That's fine with me. I don't really care. The truth is the truth. And if people can't accept it, then they have to take the consequences of it. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. You know as well as I do, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. He might die of thirst right beside the lake, but he won't drink, and you can't make him drink. And it's just the same thing with the truth. You can present it to people, but you can't make them drink it. And so if they won't, they have to just take the consequences. And the consequences in this particular issue are extremely severe. The American people could rise up right now and put an end to all of this. All they'd have to do is simply rise up, say, no more. We're not putting up with it. That's the end of it. And you'd see a whole bunch of people probably hanging from oak trees or cherry blossom trees. I'm not sure. But I think if the American people ever found out or ever realized or believed, maybe that's the word, the treason that's been perpetrated against them, there would not be a safe place for any of our rulers anywhere. But I guess Psalm 2 does have to be fulfilled. So the kings and the rulers set themselves against the Lord, against his anointed. But yet the Lord says, I'm going to set my king upon my holy mountain, and that's it. So you guys better wise up, because it's going to happen whether you like it or not. So the rich men with all of their money, they're going nowhere. But they're going to do an awful lot of damage, I think, before this is over. And I think we are watching that.
I think you're right. Let me mention a couple of other news items and get your comments on them, because you asked me where's the proof or whatever. You're familiar with Sheriff David Clark, up there where you're at.
Milwaukee.
Fox News posted a post, and he did a video and came out on Fox News, and the headline on that is, Sheriff Clark, after viewing WikiLeaks, warns U.S. Department of Justice is corrupt, covering for the Clintons. And then there's another headline I just wanted to mention and maybe get your opinion. This is from TrueNews.com. It says, will North Korea's surgical strike by Obama administration Will that be the October surprise, question mark?
That's a good point. And I'd also like to bring up, though, your vision of missiles in October, the missiles of October, and an October surprise. That might be exactly what you were shown. So
it could be, and then too, you remember Ed Dames also, you know, they remote viewed and said that North Korea would be the first nation since World War II that used an atomic bomb in anger. And if they try to take out Un, bad as he is, in North Korea, what if they fail?
Knowing that guy, I don't think he would care. He probably has his own Samson attitude. I may go down, but you're coming down with me. He could do a tremendous amount of damage. I know a lot of scientists think that he's building EMP weapons. Well, EMP burst over the United States at the correct altitude and the correct location could just about blanket and knock out the grid for the United States. And I don't know why, again, here's another thing that the American people have allowed, is this grid interlocking. So one power thing goes down and it can cascade throughout the United States. I just don't understand the reasoning.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, Stuart, the only state in the United States that has its own power source or its own power grid is Texas.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing. Well, Texas is a very strange state, but you got to love Texas because they're really kind of independent, and they don't really cotton too well to Washington control. I think they're still fighting the Civil War down there, maybe rightfully so, because look at the way it went. Maybe I wonder what it would have been like if the South had actually won that war. You know, you got to ask questions like that and think about it for a while. What else have you got before we close up?
Well, that's
anything on your heart you want to tell
people?
What's
kind of on my heart is just to tell people to continue to lift you and I in prayer, because I have never faced the amount of opposition that I'm receiving lately, attacks continually, you know, and I know you're undergoing the same things. I want to say that it's almost impossible now to keep up with the news 24/7. It is so fast-paced and happening so quickly all over the world, whether it's day or night, that it's overwhelming, Stuart. I can't even keep up hardly anymore.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard, and at the same time, the support level is going down. And that's another thing I don't quite understand. Why, I guess this may be part of the prophecies that the Lord said that the real truth, the truth of God's word, would slowly just disintegrate because of non-support of the people. And then when the trouble really came down the pike, they'd be looking east and west, north and south, wouldn't be able to find it all. And I'm beginning to wonder if that's not where we're at because of the total lack of support for the people that are telling the truth. I guess they'd rather, you know, support the fakes out there and have their ears tickled. And you don't tickle their ears, and I don't either. I'd be afraid to not tell the truth.
Yeah.
If I knew what it was, I'd be afraid not to tell it because I know what the power of the Lord is.
I agree.
Anyway.
The next show, we'll talk some about the clowns and the clown phenomena that's been going on.
Yeah, what is that about, do you think? Is that part of this plan to just destabilize?
It appears to be. There appears to be a lot of money behind the function of, or the dysfunction of, this clown phenomena and the terror. It mixes in with terror, and we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And how can they reach you?
LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Yep, folks, you need to go visit his website. He updates more than just about anybody does. And really good news, and I thank everybody for listening to Night Shadows tonight, and we'll see you again on Friday night. Don't miss it. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.